Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on April 5, 2016. I am Thungameli Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo. And tonight we take a look at the appeal by Youth and Indigenization Minister Patrick Zhuwao for youths who benefited under the Youth Fund to repay their loans.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318.
You can also reach us right now by calling in. The number is 001-202-619-2077. Again, that number is 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
And of course, we are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com and voashona.com, as well as voandebele.com.
Youth and Indigenization Minister Patrick Zhuwao has appealed for youth who received loans under the Youth Fund to pay back so others on the waiting list can benefit. The Newsday reports that Zhuwao told youths in Marondera recently that most beneficiaries were in default of payments, hence the government's inability to sustain the fund.
Critics say most beneficiaries are members of the ruling ZANU-PF, who in some cases did not deserve to get any loans. Their only qualification was political patronage, the critics charge. And today, many youths are angry that they cannot get any help from the government to fund their development projects because the youth fund was not only ill-handled but plundered by those in charge, and of course, those in charge officials in the ZANU-PF government.
Mm-hmm. And as usual, every Tuesday, we want you youth out there to send us your messages on WhatsApp. Give us a call. Give us your comments. We want to hear from you. And in Tunga today in particular, any of the youths out there who say themselves that they once applied for the youth fund and, you know, maybe had not gotten a chance to have that money, we want to hear from you as usual.
Indeed, li chona njani zulugandaba. Ikutivana lamhla, ngolo spili, ku uhlelo lwa basakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Lamhla nje si kangela utaba lwe Youth Fund. Oku isikhwama phela esasungulwa nguhulumende encintisana lamabhanga ukuthi baqoqe imali ezasetshenziswa ngabasakhulayo abanenhlelo zokuzithuthukisa ukuqhubake lezo nhlelo. Kodwa abaningi abathola imali abathola izikwelede phansi kwalesi sikhwama kabakayibiseli la namhlanje okwenze umphathintambo obona ngendaba zabasakhulayo kanye lo kuthuthukiswa kwabensundu kwezenotho umnumzana Patrick Zhuwao acele abasakhulayo labo kubana bahlawule imali ukuze abanye phela abangatholanga labo bakhona ukuthola baqhubeke inhlelo zabo. Wongo vatereri kusangana uku muchirongwa cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kuze anyaya ye youth fund iyo inoba mari yaka ye womwe yaka iswa parutivi ne urumende kuti ibatsire vechidiki. Si gurukota rinoona nezve vechidiki pamwe chete nekuendeswa kwepfumi kuvatema vapatrick Zhuwao vari kuchema-chema kuti vechidiki vakapuwa mari iyi havazi kubhadhara. Saka hanzi navaZhuwao, bhadharai mari iyi ndokuti hurumende igone kuramba ichibatsira vamwe vechidiki vanoda rubatsiro rwemari rwekuita ma projects avo saka ndiyo nyaya irimu gango nazi.
Mm-hmm. And Tunga, as we said earlier in our intro, that Newsday story was talking about the Mashonaland East Province, where it is said that the youths that benefited from the CABS youth loan are only about $1,500 of a nearly $680,000 that was given out there in Mashonaland East has been returned. About 500 loans were distributed to youth in that area, but many of those are yet to return the funds.
And in general, the Newsday says that 97% of the beneficiaries have yet to pay back the money.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I think about maybe 1 or 2 years ago, it was revealed by Parliament, specifically looking at particular names of youth that were given those funds. And some of them were even government officials at the time, other ZANU-PF aligned youth, which of course caused an uproar, as many youth were saying that they themselves, had been applying, had been trying to get small loans to start their own personal businesses or even projects, but looking at the list, it showed that there was some sort of sway to one particular side.
Indeed, the report said that these many beneficiaries who were not qualified to benefit, but they did benefit anyway.
Mm-hmm. And with that, Ntunga, I think we have our first guest joining us on the program this evening. That is Sydney Chisi, and he's the director of the Youth Initiative for Democracy, a very good friend to the show. Sydney, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks,
Ntunga. Hi, Dribo Mkoma Chisi. Tange. Kunzwa kwa muri kuti se umwe wechidiki makambotra yavo kuwana mari here vachisi.
Inini havanja mudrema mboedza kuti ndiwane mari yekubva ku project ye youth empowerment or whatever terms that are given. I'm told kuti kune zvakanyanya new program inonzi LIFT. And reason why this is about Granda, the Gutinduan Marico. Younger in our equity, so Taiz Yavuti, Marie, the Adisi Marie, Rutua, Vanale Zimbabwe, Kuti, Wabudi, the Gutuanaruto, Marie, Varambe, Vachi, Sedera Paduz, Nevan, Arthur, Matan Renica, yes, the Gutuarambe, Vachi, Juanam Kana, Okramba, Vachi, Sedera Paduz, and the Gutikana, Vachi, Zawas Rafambi.
Asi mkoma chisi hakuzi kuramwira munda makudo here uku kwa Magaita.
Kunganzwonekwa zvako sekuramwira makudo munda. Asi tikatarisa pare zvino uchiona kuti izvo pamari yese yakaburiswa ichizvinofanira kunge ichipiwa vana vechidiki vachona tikatarisa kushandiswa kwayakaitwa ike zvino izvi 90% yevana vechidiki vakapiwa mari izvo havasati vadzora maloans iwayo 10% yachona iye vakapiwa vachona vakanzi vaite maprojects maprojects iwayo haana kukwanisa kushanda kana kuti even for a year saka zvinoreva izvo kuti izvo kana munhu anga achingoda mari iyo zvinoenderanawo nekuti iye mamiriro akaita muupenyu hwake ndeapi anoda kusvibiswa here nevanhu vagara vachigara mumadhaka kana kuti anodawo kuti izvo ati zvinhu zvine pundutso zvinoendesa mberi zvokuti kana ichizi irevolve in fund hazvingobatsiri iye chete zvinobatsirawo vamwe vachada kuuya ike zvino izvi zviki mbiri dzapfuura izvi takanzwa vamayouth ezanupf achida kuenda kuno ziringi zavano veku kebza kimuriti nimire mare nekuti vapati zwa vanga vaudza kuti mare iyi iriko but kebza ndiyo tingade kukupai but munhu wese anoziva kuti Zimbabwe hamuna mari mari dzaina dzakambokwirira kutanga pachona hadzina kudzoka saka tongoramba here tichingopa vanhu mari zvichiri kudzorwa kana vanhu vachingopawa mari vodya voenda vanoroora vanotenga mishikashika yavo zvodhuma vanodzokera zvepava vakatangira saka hatinga manaji o hatingatongi nyika nekupa vanhu mari tingavaburitsi munhamo dzavanazo.
Thank you there, Sydney. Just hold on the line, and Ntunga, we have our other guest, Tambotara, now opa news program Edu, but of course, many people are already asking a few questions. That is Tongai Matutu, who is a former deputy of the Youth and Indigenization Ministry during the government of national unity. Thank you for joining us. Hello?
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
There are some people who are sending some messages pa WhatsApp edukunoku Studio 7, and they're asking, you know, you were the deputy of that ministry at the time. How come you were not more hands-on or involved with this situation that has now turned out to be this bigger issue?
Well, I think it's quite a very genuine concern as to an explanation as to why maybe people perceive that I was not involved. But I would like to believe that this is not the first debate concerning the issue of the disbursement of the youth fund. I think we've been involved in quite a number of debates and have exposed the manner in which at least this would do its best. And people should really understand the manner in which at least a government works, especially when there's a minister and a deputy minister. The person who is actually has the ministerial mandate is actually the substantive minister. This is the reason why a deputy minister does not even sit in cabinet. But he serves at the whim or at the desire or at the it's the wish of the minister concerned, because he is supposed to assist the minister in the manner in which at least he implements some of the cabinet decisions and positions. And once if the minister is not willing to cooperate, he may go his own way. And this is exactly what has been happening. I've been on record as a person who has been actually highlighting that the manner in which at least the funds are being disbursed would actually backfire. And this is exactly what has happened. It's a matter that is in public domain that has raised my concern. It's a matter that is in the public domain that we have actually debated even in Studio 7. It's a matter that is in the public domain that at least if you Google, you go through the newspapers, we have discussed these issues. I have highlighted, I have exposed even some of the people who benefited that they were not supposed to benefit. Nevertheless, you have to understand that I was a deputy minister, the person carrying the ministerial mandate to actually disburse the funds in the manner that he did, resulting in the chaos that the current minister is now trying to.
Thank you, Amatutu.
But we'll be trying to get him back on the line. Baba, uTongai Matutu, wayengumsekeli kaMphathi Ntambo, ogatsha olubona ngendaba zabasakhulayo kanye lokuhanjiswa kwenoto ezandleni zabansundu. Umnumzana Tongai Matutu ke ngowe-MTC, wayengumsekeli kaMphathi Ntambo ke ogatsha lolo ngesikhathi sika hulumende womanyano bechasisa ke ukuthi lanxa wayengumsekeli kaMphathi Ntambo wayengelawo amandla okusho kubana ngubani wayengathola imali ngoba abaningi ababeyiphiwa kwakungabantu bezanu PF. Tinemtereri parunare mkoma Robson Bora kwagutuko makadi mkoma Bora. Tri bostere kuri sei kwa gutu
awa kuri nane zvakakumbira kukwadza kuno
zvichanaka mwana mai mapinda muchirongwa manzwa nyairi mudariro nasi
wangu vanhu vakapuwa mari vari mayouth but chokwadi kutaura pamberi pamwari vanhu vakapfuwa vanhu vanga vari vezanupf kupfuwa kwavakaita havana kunzi vazoti asi vaida kuti ivo vafuri zvechechopedi nezanupf kuchihwii hakuna mumwe munhu wakapuwa mari ende wacho ukaenda ikoko zvese vokuru vaenda ikoko havana chavakakwanisa kuwana iyo ndo chokwadi chaicho yakaitika saka kuti vanhu vava vari kuzama vanhu vari kuzama mari haridzoswi mari yakatodyiwa ndeto mari yakaita ndokufa kurikanyika sezvinhu zvakuti mari yaikaizoseu ai zvero zvinhu zvakafamba nezvira zvakanaka vamatupi ndo vanga vari deputy minister iri gavenment yomubatanidzo bati chikuramba neizo hukuno vatiki vechidiki vakazama kuenda asi hapana kana chakatoenza vaitaa vati kuzoita chete chete
asi makamboedzawo kukumbira mari revabora mukainyimwa
takatonyorera chakaitika ndokuti ubate nopikisa remdct saka vanhu vakanyorera asi hapana kana chiitika waichotaurirwa nezio dzvuku ende hapana chaifamba vaingokwanisa kupuwa nyamoyo vakuru vakatopiwa chakaitika ndokuti there is no proper record yavanhu ivava vakavatova mari yacho ende vakatowanda ende mari yakangodyiwa hakuna kana chakabuda hapana kana zvimwe zvakaita asi ndopamari yazvakaita izvozvo
aha asi ezvino izvi muri kutsvagawo kuiwana mari pane zvirongwa zvamunoda kugadzirisa kana maona mari
izvino zviri kutotarirwa nokuti munyika mune nzara taitofunga kuti kare mari yanga yawanikwa navanhu kwavo kare mari yuti ari kuro anga aiwanawo sokushereketa kutinoita isemdct kuti mayuti edu akwanise kuwana mari iyoyo pane zvinongwa zvakuvakazeza kuzvitiita isurusu zvekuchengeta mombe zvokudii zvinhu zvakadai zvinoveta kuti nyika idzokere iite zvayakanga iite mamiri yakakanaka chaizvozvo
aiwa maita basa mukoma bora kwagutuko
aiwa ndinokutendai hama dzangu rambai vakadaro dzinokuteerera zuva nezuva ende ndimo ndichindisa ndimo nenyuzvitokwati chete chete dzomuno dzinosetiwa hazvina kwadzinoenda hazvina nebasa rese rambai makachinda nezvo zvoke zvanhu chanaka chete nezuva
pamberi nestudio 7
aiwa muwaakitezakanaka studio 7 ndiyetotoona nguva nenguva
aiwa tinotenda mukoma wangu mourara zvakanaka
aiwa nemomoezvakanaka tinokutenda
nake ngurobson bora lo mlaleli wethu ostinte ekugudu laye ukhala ngokuthi wacela le mali waapply kodwa kazange ayithole uthi abantu be-MDC babengayitholi abaningi kodwa kayisibo bonke abe-MDC abangayitholanga le mali bakhona abanye abangela cele abalithathayo sengike ngezwa besithi bayithola abanye labo bakhona ku-MDC lanxa bengabaningi bakhona bathi bayithola le mali
and Ntunga Sydney mentioned the newest fund earlier but this is a $10 million youth fund that will be to help and assist youth as he mentioned earlier the program is called LEAF a localized empowerment acceleration facility and speaking to Studio 7 at the time of its launch the minister said that this program would be designed as a revolving fund through the government and private sector but mainly their hope is that youth would make have their projects make their money and then of course pay back that portion of that loan in order to allow other youth to be able to benefit from that fund also
yeah kodwa ambona ukuthi isikhwama lesi singaphumelela ngoba siqhutshwa nje ngendlela efana lesikhwama esikhuluma ngaso ese youth fund esehlulayo bayiphiwa abasakhulayo leyo mali kodwa ngenxa yokungami kuhle komnotho kabenelisi ukuthi babhadale kodwa kungayisiso sodwa leso sizathu bakhona abanye abathi njengoba abaningi abathola le mali kungabantu bezanu PF bayiphiwa becabanga ukuthi bayiphiwelwa bayinikelwa ukuthi basekela ibandla libusayo ngakho kababoni sizathu sokuthi bayibisele le mali
And coming back to you, Sydney, are you still on the line? You know, looking at the funds that, you know, would have been generated, or even the projects that would have been generated from these funds, if they were, you know, distributed properly, as some would say, do you think that they would have assisted the Zimbabwean economy, looking at what youth are facing day to day in Zimbabwe right now?
The challenge that is there is that there has to be a serious mapping in terms of what are the game changers in terms of economic requirements in the country at the present moment. And if you look at the economy of Zimbabwe right now, it's becoming highly informalized. That means most of these young people would need to find space in the informal sector. However, some of the projects that are found in the informal sector are small-scale projects, and they will require very little money per se. And that kind of a judgment would also mean that sound project proposals that are required would need to test the character of the Zimbabwean economy that we have right now. So given the vampire economy that we have as a country, where we are a consuming economy more than a producing economy, you would find that very little would be changed by the projects that those young people would want to embark on. If they would say they want to do chicken rearing, right now we see that even the large-scale chicken farmers are moving away from chickens. If they want to go into piggery, most of the people are moving away. I think at the present moment, most of the people are doing zoowater. So everyone is doing zoowater. So who buys what? So some of the projects that these young people would want to embark on, especially when they lack the expertise, would not change much of their lifestyles, given the circumstances of the economy that we currently have. If we had an economy which was promoting production, we would say maybe if they go into the production sector, it will make a difference. They can't even go into farming because of the El Nino-induced drought that we currently face, but also the highly dependent rate that the new farmers are having on government in terms of their input. So nothing much would come out of it. But what we need to take stock of is that most of the project proposals that are being sent to the banks are going through via a very partisan process whereby people who are called constituent officers or youth officers in communities are the ones who vet those proposals. They take them to the provincial level, and the provincial officers vet them before they take them to the banks. So for as long as you don't belong to a line of a partisan belonging, your proposal will not make a grade. So at the end of the day, you would find that people whose proposals have made it in life are people who have been in business, and largely they are not even youth. They put the name of CBGC, who could be a youth, as a beneficiary. And when that money comes in, the owner of the proposal would say, okay, so give me 70% of the money and you take 30%. And what do you do with that 30%? Nothing besides just spending it. And yet the bank would require you to repay back the whole 100%. So there are a lot of gaps and deficiencies that you find in the implementation and the processing of those loans without necessarily changing the lives of those young people. Because if you look back from 2007 and up to where we are right now, or 2010 to where we are right now, and say how many young people's lives have been changed through these youth funds, definitely I think you can count them on your hands.
Thank you there. Mkoma Chisi, please do stay on the line. Silom Laleli Lapa, o Jafet Spanda, Eslovela. Spanda, kunjani nkabazuba? Hello, Spanda. Nimzana Spanda. Angazi lapha Jafet Spanda kukhanya kasizwanani kuhle. Ukhona yini ecingweni Jafet? Kukhanya kakho lo muntu ecingweni. Sike sakhuluma lo mqondisi wenhlanganiso yabasakhulayo, iNational Youth Development Trust, umqondisi wabo uLiberty Pepe, ubekhuluma ngokuthi ucwaningo abalwenzayo ikakhulu kobulawayo bathola ukuthi bakhona abantu abaningi abacela imali besithi bahlala kobulawayo bafaka ama-address kodwa bathe besiya kulezo ndawo befuna ukuzwisisa ukuthi kahle kahle ngobani abantu la bathola ukuthi akula bantu abanjalo kuma-addresses la okungolunye uhlupho olwaba khona kundaba ye-youth fund le singathi you know which are only you know buttresses the claims that there was a lot of fraudulent activity surrounding this fund.
And you know, Ntunga, so many youth are complaining that as Sydney said, that they're not sure if they'd even want to participate in the next round, even though the money has been said to you know, that it will be given out on nonpartisan line. You know, I think the damage has been done in terms of public perception. Some are saying that what's even the point? I'd rather go without the money and try my own thing.
Yebo kunjalo kodwa alobana ngingosakhulayo ngikhona eZimbabwe bengayidinga imali ngoba ngeke stingezana uPF uhulumende nxa ekhethiwe lanxa ngingamvotelanga uhulumende wethu sonke nxa kuyukuthi ngiyancitshwa kangincitshwe leyo mali kodwa kangisoze ngigoqe izandla ngihlalele kathana ngithi elohlelo lezana uPF silomlaleli lapha ubaba uNkiwane mnumzana uNkiwane siyakwamukela uhlelo
yebo linjani
hayi siyaphila unjani la baba
hayi ngiphilile
sithinta ungapi kwenda
ngilithinta ngisenkayi
kunjani
eMbuma
aha kunjani khona ngapha
hayi izulu like lana kumanzi phansi kodwa kathi sikuyatshisa
nah that's good singenele kuhlelo baba ungasiphathisa
sikhuluma lapha ngabatsha ukuthi baphiwe izimali izimali zakhona zikhanya zisiba lo hlupho
yebo kunjani
ngibone ngani uhlupho lwethu luba kulokhu ukuthi izinto ziba yisivuka mpunzana ngabona uyangiqedisisa ukuthi ngitshoni kodwa kufanele kube le program eqondileyo yokuthi sifuna ukunika ama-youth azabhadala ngale ndlela ngezikhathi ezinhle lapha eZimbabwe kwenzakalayo ukuthi bapho ukuthi sebenemali banika then sokusiba zima ukuthi nxa sebefuna ukuthi beyifuna imali back bevele bengala program bazawenzana
ngezinye indlela uthi uhlelo lolwaluqutshwanga ngendlela ecacileyo ehlelekileyo elombono obanzi
ya ngethemba uyangincedisa ukuthi ngicace ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi leli cathi khona ibiqalenini uyabona inzamo ukuthi ukuthi kuye kuqaleni bekufanele ukuthi sithi sikwenza siqalise emuva le sibone ukuthi hayi senzele ukuthi kube nje benze ngale ndlela bayibuyisele ngale ndlela bebe ngabantu esileqiniso lokuthi sibanikile nje sizabalandelela ngale ndlela
hayi kuzwakele mnumzana Nkiwane khona ngapho eNkayi uhlala ungena kuhlelo phela ba
hlala ngizama lingangifoneli ibheki and ngiyathaba ukuthi namhlanje
zela phone. Oh mayuyu mayuyu Nkiwane sesiza sihlala sikhangela inombolo zakho locingo zakufonela.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngithemba ukugipsa ngisho.
Hayi nguNtungamile.
NguNtungamile hayi ngiyabonga sorry ukupha manje ibizo.
Hayi cha ungaxolisa ukugipsa ngobhuti wami.
Alright yeah very good thing like I would make it a good challenge ngiyabonga.
Okay, siyabonga. That was our listener Nkiwane from Kai.
Ah, that's nice there. And of course, Ntunga, I think that theme there means that it's time for us to take a quick break. But as usual, we want our listeners to continue joining us on the internet. Where can they find us, Ntunga?
We are streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voanwa.com, and voashona.com. Please do stay tuned.